USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A jury of 12 people are deliberating again Wednesday morning in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial for fatally shooting two people and wounding another attacking him during last year's riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
You know, you don't have to be a Second Amendment advocate to understand that a person does have the right of self-defense with a gun against a fist.
Many law experts around the country are saying the prosecution failed to present their case against Mr. Rittenhouse. The state presented a case that Kyle was a vigilante on a shooting rampage. President Biden has called the young man a white supremacist. Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor, along with 11 other state attorneys general, filed a new lawsuit asking a federal court to stop the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. O'Connor says the mandate will burden the healthcare sector and patient well-being in Oklahoma. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 50% off a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
After Attorney General Merrick Garland under oath said parents were not being targeted as domestic terrorists, a whistleblower's email on Tuesday paints a different picture.
House Republicans obtained whistleblower documents showing the FBI used the counterterrorism unit to add threat tags to parents raising concerns about critical race theory to school boards. This contradicts Merrick Garland's sworn October testimony before Congress.
Any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
The whistleblower provided an FBI email dated October 20th, one day before Garland testified before Congress, sent on behalf of the FBI's assistant director and the assistant director for the criminal division. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
After an FBI whistleblower released an October 20 memo of the House Judiciary Committee Tuesday, ranking member Republican Representative from Ohio Jim Jordan told Newsmax that the FBI is actively spying on parents attending school board meetings throughout the country and tagging them for possible investigations and prosecutions.
Just when you think it can't get any worse, we find out the FBI, as we speak, the FBI is spying on parents, as you rightly said, categorizing parents who are showing up at school board meetings. This is scary what they're doing. Well, we're going to continue to ask questions. Look, this memo went out on October 20th, one day before Merrick Garland came in front of our committee and testified. So this memo goes out doing exactly what we just described. And the next day when we asked Merrick Garland, what's going on? Are FBI agents showing up at school board meetings? What are you doing? How's this? He basically disagreed with what the very memo that came from not just anybody in the FBI, but the counterterrorism unit. But the very day before he talks to us, before he answers in the way he did, we have this memo that goes out to the FBI agents around the country talking about the threat tag and categorizing and labeling parents in this way. You know what it reminded me of? When I saw this information that we got from the whistleblower, it reminded me of what the IRS did 8, 9, 10 years ago when they had the BOLO list, the be on the lookout list. If you have groups who are using these terms, doing these things, we're going to examine them. We're not going to give them the tax exempt status they're applying for. That's exactly what it reminded me of. They were spying on people, using the IRS to do it then. Now they're using the FBI.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.